Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayaka!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Beer currently 27 degrees. Looks delicious. Bars filling up. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. We'd love to see you if you can swing by. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle the rest of the Week 10 schedule, as Week 10 got off to an awesome start last night. Those two teams, when they get together,
it's always like
Lamar always wins, but
it seems like it's always like
boy, are they great games. They went to overtime earlier in the year, almost went to overtime last night. We'll get into that, get a little bit back into Falcons and Saints, of course, as well. We'll do our keys to a Falcons victory at 1:20, as we always do, about 20 minutes away from a college football corner, as well as obviously Georgia and Ole Miss tomorrow afternoon, Alabama LSU, essentially a playoff game for both of those teams, loser out. Probably, again, I don't know. Things are crazy. It's a 12-team playoff. Who knows what's really going to happen, but it feels like three losses kind of disqualifies you. And then we'll make some picks against the spread and play some sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. They say it never rains in Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all right.
What if it does?
What if it does?
Then I guess it did.
Because it's supposed to rain. It's supposed to be, you know, there's supposed to be some stuff down there this weekend. So, yeah, I don't know. But that game's always iconic, man. It really, really is. I know Lane Kiffin was complaining about night game. And I didn't realize it was Alabama LSU this weekend anyway.
Yeah.
But he's like, LSU got a night game? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's Alabama at LSU.
Yeah, but like, every time.
Both top 15.
Because the first time I played at Ole Miss, it was a night game. And it was – it was crazy. It was it was just crazy. We got our punter got pegged in the head with an airplane bottle, a beam.
Oh,
they threw. We were in the huddle and back by their end zone, and a big ass like 2-liter Sprite like landed on the it was crazy.
Dang,
it was crazy, man. It was crazy. Then the last time with Ole Miss was after 9/11, and I know everybody remembers when that Georgia fan was running through the airport. We were on the way. We had just got to Jackson Hartsville to take off to go down to we stayed in Memphis then. And like they shut the whole airport down. And we didn't know how. We sat on the bus outside the tarmac for like 2 hours. So we're like, how the hell are we gonna get down there for the game? They were talking about, well, we're just gonna ride the buses down there. Like, I'm not even riding no damn bus from Atlanta all the way down. That's a long ass drive. So obviously they were able to find us a plane in Augusta. So we had to bus from Atlanta all the way to Augusta.
I don't know the story of the Georgia fan at the airport.
Oh, yeah. Something happened with a Georgia fan, was running through the airport, got through security, but he had – it was like a camera or something. It was a whole bunch of mess.
Right after 9/11.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of mess. Had to actually bus from Atlanta to Augusta and fly out of Augusta to Ole Miss.
Wow.
And then as soon as we get to Mississippi – I'm sorry, to Memphis, cause that's where we stayed at.
Who was on that Ole Miss team?
Eli?
Yeah. That's Eli's team, yeah.
Yeah, Eli's quarterback. And we get down there, and then it came like, it's a damn Georgia fan. It's a damn Georgia fan. Going to the game, I think they were saying.
Yeah.
And something happened with the security and all that stuff.
Interesting tie, because Eli's now going to be flying to Augusta a lot because he's a member. He got in.
Duh. What took so long?
I don't know. They don't just, like, let people in.
They let Eli in? I bet Peyton is.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Those two.
Are you still waiting on your invitation?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm waiting on.
Are you still?
That's what I'm waiting on. But, yeah, I mean,
Do you know anybody, personally know anybody, who is a member?
Of Augusta National?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm just hanging out with CEOs?
Maybe.
No, I don't.
You can buy your way there.
Me?
I'm not saying you. I'm just talking about in general.
I don't know
the cut. All I know is that every year I see the whole same disappointment of people trying to get tickets and they get denied.
Yeah. Like, I'll go to the Masters as a patron someday. I don't have any goals of being a member of Augusta National Golf
Club.
That'd be very cool, but a lot of things would have to happen between now and then.
We could talk to somebody.
That are unlikely.
We could talk to somebody.
Yeah, just make me the CEO of Disney.
We could talk to somebody.
And then let me save the future of broadcast news.
We could save somebody. We could talk.
It's all real.
We could talk to somebody.
It's all, let's talk about the NFL. Let's get to an NFL.
We can talk to somebody.
Anyway, Eli's a member.
How long is the waiting list?
I don't know. It's all very secret.
I'm just curious.
There's no, I don't know. It's like if they ask you, you want to do it, then you say yes. I don't think there's like a waiting list.
Interesting.
Interesting. I think they just assume everyone wants to be a member.
Right.
And then when they ask you, it's like, cool. And I don't know. There's probably some fee. There's probably some ceremony you have to go through. In like a basement with like a skull and bones thing. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Now I'm never getting in. I'm talking about it. All right. Week 10 kicked off last night. Bengals-Ravens, the game was amazing, as it always is when those two teams play. It came down to another decision to go for two or go for the extra point at the end of the game. They decided to go for two, and this is what it sounded like.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete! It's incomplete! And with 38 seconds left to play, the Hayes in the barn! What a wild way to end it tonight as the Ravens will sweep the series from the Bengals and improve to 7-3.
All right, two things. One, they had it set up where they went to they got out and they put a 3-by-1 with a stick combination right there with the tight end. And yes, we're usually always the first lead. Jamar Chase one-on-one backside. I'm going to Jamar Chase. I'm sorry. I know he was running a little wrap route and the defender was undercutting it. Damn it, I'm still going to try to throw the ball to Jamar Chase. But what a hell of a football game. Lamar Jackson. It's unbelievable. He's playing. I mean, you know what they're talking about? Well, you can't give him an – yeah, I mean, he's the MVP of the game.
You have to give him the MVP.
But that don't matter because Lamar needs to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And with that defense, they can't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no.
They can't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, as good as they are on offense and as great as he's playing, they give up too many big plays.
Yep.
And I know Chase and Burrow do that to people, but it's not just them.
Yeah.
Other teams have done that to them as well. I got a lot of respect for Joe Burrow and the way he goes about his
business. Yeah, because
and there were some gripes. Last night.
You could call pass interference on that play. He got hit in the face. You got hit in the face. Everything.
In an era where everybody tries to work the refs and can't wait to flop and cry and all that stuff, he doesn't do any of that. And maybe he might get more calls if he did, but I like that he doesn't.
Yeah. A pair of 2-7s going overseas. The losing coach.
Here, have this, Germany.
Does the losing coach get fired?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Because I think the Panthers will lose to the Giants, and I don't think they're going to fire Canales.
Okay. Well, we don't know his owner.
I don't know.
We don't know how he reacts.
Outside of him being crazy,
right.
But just like, why would they?
The only good thing that's happened in Carolina, they gave Chuba Hubbard a new contract.
Yeah, Chuba
good
got some money.
Good for him. Other than that, this is a raggedy game.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible football game. We find out whether or not the Bears are defeated.
Like,
if they've given up and if they've lost, if the coach play the Patriots.
They should beat
at home. They're favored by six.
They should
be able to handle them.
Yes.
If they don't, though, then those questions about Eberflus are serious, and he might get fired.
It's a problem.
Before the end of the month. Colts and Bills.
I like that. I like the Bills. I like the Colts in this one.
Really?
I like the Colts because they're at home. I like the Colts because they're at home. As good as Buffalo's been playing, I don't know why. It just seems like that Joe Flacco thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh Allen's playing incredible.
Yeah,
and again, Lamar, so he's kind of playing for second place.
Mark Cooper's
MVP.
Hurt. Mark Cooper's, I saw him during the interview. He had a cast on or something on his wrist or something.
The craziest Josh Allen stat is 17-2 touchdown interception ratio.
Josh Allen.
It's a man who turns the ball over a lot.
Yes.
He's not doing
that. And his last interception wasn't his fault. Coleman dropped the ball and then Rams picked it off.
Right. Yeah. If it wasn't for Lamar, he'd probably be the MVP.
No doubt.
But it is for Lamar.
Yeah.
And he's not the MVP.
Yes.
Broncos and Chiefs. Chiefs looking to stay undefeated. They'll probably win this game by
five
on a touchdown drive under a minute in the game. Bo Nix is actually playing pretty
good. They're playing good around him.
Yeah, they found a way to kind of build the offense and let him do what he does, really high percentage, completion percentage, short throws, stuff like that. And that defense is really good. So, I mean, Kansas City's going to beat them.
Yes.
But that should be a pretty good game.
I think so, too. I think but it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be a five-point game or something like that. As Patrick Mahomes gets the ball late or something like that, I'm interested to see how much more, and it's crazy that you can get more out of DeAndre Hopkins. You know, that's going to be the crazy. I think Pacheco is not back, but I think he's cleared to practice, I think, or something like that.
Kelsey had a great game last time
bouncing
out.
Back. I think Kelsey's getting back in shape.
Kareem Hunt had a really nice game last game out. That'll be interesting because, you know, they balled on offense, but it was against the Bucks.
Yes.
And kind of everybody does that to the Bucks. Just ask the Falcons. If they do that against the Broncos, then, I mean, they're already 8-0, so look out anyway.
Yeah.
But if they kind of figure that offense out.
Watch out.
Good luck.
Gotcha.
The 49ers and the Bucks, interesting one there.
Is Christian McCaffrey going to play? I'm curious because, I mean, he's been practicing, and they say it was no pain. So it'll be interesting to see if he plays and if he plays, how much he plays.
Yeah, that obviously is the biggest difference for them between what they've been so far. And he gets back and looks okay. I mean, they're just as good as anybody in the NFC.
No doubt.
Meanwhile, the Bucks just play really good games every single week.
Baker's playing so good, man.
And then they lose by three.
Yeah, Baker's playing good. I know he's turning the ball over, but he's really, you know, he's a gamer.
He's thrown 23 interceptions.
This year?
Sorry, no, my bad. 23 touchdowns.
Oh, it's like, damn.
Nine
it's interceptions. It's worse than I thought.
My bad. 23 touchdowns. 23 touchdowns, a lot of damn touchdowns.
Yeah, it is.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Steelers-Commanders. Wouldn't have expected this one to be good at the beginning of the season.
Interesting game.
But it's really good.
Can Russ continue to play well?
Yeah.
And Jaden Daniels. How do they get him off his spot with that?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Defensive line. How'd they get him off? Mike Williams is there. I'm assuming he's going to play a little bit.
Yeah, they'll get him off his spot.
Yeah, dude, I saw the funniest reel today about George Pickett. They call him NFL Young Boy. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Right. That's exactly right.
God.
NFL young boy.
That guy just just focus.
Just a little bit.
Just focus and grow up just a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit. Minnesota is at Jacksonville. It seems like Trevor Lawrence not going to play.
Yeah, you were telling me
I don't know.
Trevor Lawrence stuff.
He's banged up.
Okay.
And everything. Is he like, man, I ain't finna get myself banged up. I don't believe that's the type of character this young
man has. No, I don't think he would.
But, you know, he's going to be out for a minute with this because he's banged up, so he's not playing. They say he's not going to play. So
they should be
Mac careful. Jones.
They're not good.
No, they're not.
They should be careful with them. And, yeah, Mac Jones. There
Mac Jones going today. Eagles should beat the hell out of the Cowboys, and I hope they do.
I hope so, too. Eagles, by the way, they figured it out.
Yeah, man.
And
It's all about that damn coach getting out of people's way.
Which he won't.
Which he won't.
He won't. And ultimately, they'll probably lose a playoff game because of that. But they got the receivers healthy, and the offense looks good. Jalen Hurts isn't turning the ball over. Saquon.
He's amazing how a great player plays with other good players around him. And
Lions-Texans should be fun.
I was looking at that one. And then Arizona. Arizona should run for 250 yards.
Yeah.
Just can't stop the run for some reason.
Sneaky little run they're on. Cardinals are playing kind of good.
They're playing, like, tough defense.
Yeah.
Dude, Buda Baker got 90 tackles.
They don't have anybody else.
They got 90 damn tackles.
Nobody else plays for that defense. All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will come back and switch from Sunday to Saturday. College football corner, Georgia Ole Miss, Alabama LSU. Bunch of other fun ones as well. Washington Penn State.
All right, baby.
White out. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.